This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Just a reminder, today's Thursday. Starting Monday, this coming Monday, we will be airing 3 hours earlier, which means we'll be finishing 3 hours earlier. So, you know, starting Monday, 3 to 6 p.m. You just heard this on the news. You ever watch the Archie cartoon show? You ever watch that? Remember, it was Archie Andrews and, Reggie and Veronica and all them. This is what it's like to live in California now, because in the Archie show, if one of them got in trouble, all of them got in trouble. And that's what's happening now in California. Because Gavin Newsom is going to shut down the beaches again, as the entire population of California is going stir-crazy and the sunniest weekend of the year beckons. Now, I'm not what you would refer to as a serious YouTuber, but I do have a YouTube channel. So I watch a lot of YouTube, and I know there's a lot of kids out in California that went to California to be YouTubers of some sort. And for these young people, which are really sort of the only ones, you know, they make a lot of money on that social media stuff, on the Instagram and everything else, they can afford to actually rent an apartment there, which is an appalling amount of money for what you get. But they're going crazy. They're slowly going crazy. They hold up in houses and apartments, sometimes four or five in a place just to be with people. But still, the not going outside is taking them sort of crazy. Now, according to CNN, which I know this is going to sound sort of like an oxymoron, but they actually did a good report. They said California Governor Gavin Newsom intends to order the closure of all state beaches and parks starting Friday, according to a copy of a memo provided to CNN by a senior law enforcement official. We wanted to give all of our members a heads up about this in order to provide time for you to plan for any situations you might expect as a result, knowing each community has its own dynamics. They were announced today, and state park personnel will help in local efforts to close the sites. Newsom's office did not respond to CNN's request for comment. Good luck with this one. Good luck with this. And notice the reflexive call to a use of force, too. Any situations you might expect as a result. Unless city officials intend to deploy every police officer to put, you know, politic in the beaches, it's very unlikely to be the sort of order that's going to work. And already there are signs that the order will never be heeded. Nobody's going to listen to this. The opening of the beaches about a week ago was brought on by public pressure to open the public space. And that's just for starters. Surfers, the surfer enclaves of Encinitas and Huntington Beach have already seen fierce protests and calls to end the lockdown. And surfer, this is a ridiculous sentence to say out loud. Surfer after surfer has been hunted down by beach cops for paddling out to shore, prompting scenes like that one we saw a few days ago, which are reeking of hypocrisy, because You'll notice the cops aren't socially distancing, yet they're arresting and charging a man for swimming in the open ocean in violation of social distancing. That's a really weird picture. Really weird picture. The intensity with which these surfers feel about their lifestyle and their willingness to defend against people who would put a stop to it is very much an indicator that there's no consent of the governed in this Newsom order. Isn't this a this is a ridiculous thing? But I mean, it's an indicator. Telling surfers they can't practice their lifestyle is like telling gay people they can't be gay. Isn't it? This, we've been told that just doesn't work, right? And here's another thing. It's viewed as counterproductive. Sunlight is the best disinfectant, and the more people can be encouraged to go outdoors instead of stay cooped up in recycling air housing units, which is basically the same as being on a cruise ship if you're, you know, if you're not going outside, the less there will be of the coronavirus. Viruses tend to go away in hot weather, so ordering everyone off the beach is going to generate more, not fewer, of coronavirus cases. And it's also sort of odd because that is a district that has not been all that hard hit. Southern California, in fact, has flattened the curve on new cases, and as Laura Ingram notes, has had only 51 deaths per million in the state, most in the Bay Area. The Newsom order puts the Northern California urban straitjacket on spread out Southern California with fewer cases given its sunshine and detached single unit homes. Cheryl Shumley of the Washington Times thinks the order is sort of so out of order the beachgoers are to just storm the beaches in defiance of Newsom orders. That might just happen. And in reality, based on the pictures, are the people really not social distancing? When you discount for family units, it actually sort of looks like they are. I do not, in my house, you know, in I'm not on top of anybody, but at the same time, I don't make a conscious effort to be 6 feet away from anybody. Because they're here too. And this apparently appears to have escaped Gavin. All he sees is a bunch of people out there having a good time, and my golly, this has got to stop. Some on Twitter have noted a political component to Newport Beach, which had the beach scenes that so incensed Newsom, just happens to be one of the few remaining solid red conservative enclaves in SoCal. Was Newsom really incensed about the social distancing, or was he maddest about the area being right-wing with people who are enjoying themselves? And this boils down to just being petty tyranny. People still crowd at Walmart and Costco for goods and raising questions as to why they can't spread out on a hot beach. Newsom, though, seems to enjoy his moment in the coronavirus sun and therefore appears intent on extending the misery for the sake of misery. Why does he do this, though? Because he's convinced he's secure in power in his solid blue state. That's why. He is convinced that nothing is ever going to change this. Never, ever, ever. He may be sadly mistaken because this is not going to work. So we're going to see. And California, pay attention. I mean, this is your state. This is, you know, there's a lot of people that envy the state. It's, you know, I'm not going to live there because it's just too expensive. But, and you'll probably continue to lose people until you lose this kind of political machine in place. So, there are some that would like to see a big can of you-know-what opened up on this, and we'll see. We'll see. I don't know what the actual breakdown is as far as Republican to Democrat in California at all. I know Northern California is relatively conservative, but I don't know the rest of it. But, yeah, it's a ridiculous thing to open with, but this is an indicator. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin. ChamberlainArmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, Reformation, Providence, the Militia Line, all kinds of stuff. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. There's this guy named Brett Hume, who is a very sober, understated Fox News commentator. And on TV the other day, he voiced the thoughts of millions when he said, "I think it's time to consider the possibility that this lockdown, as opposed to the more moderate mitigation efforts, is a colossal public policy calamity." Well, that's sort of understating. And this was the financial extent of this calamity was quantified by economist Scott Grannis when he observed that almost overnight, we've wiped out all of the net job gains in the past 14 years. Now, he talked about this on April the 12th, 18 days ago, and the losses have only increased since then, you know, I mean, just a little bit here and there, or a lot, actually. And Grannis bluntly concluded that the shutdown of the U.S. economy will prove to be the most expensive self-inflicted injury in the history of mankind. Now, I have very serious thoughts when it comes to these unforced errors that happen around, whether it's an association, which I've seen plenty of associations do it to themselves, or a country, or a planet in our case, in this particular case. The loss of liberty incurred as a result of this shutdown is not as easily quantifiable, but it's no less significant. Now, the epidemiological models that have provided the scientific basis for this large-scale abrogation of personal and economic liberty. Now that the models have been shown to be grossly inaccurate, some are demanding accountability. In a recent op-ed, Georgia Congressman Jody Heiss wrote, "Public health experts, scientists, and government officials all warned that millions would die unless strict measures were put in place. So we willingly took unprecedented steps to save the most vulnerable among us, even at the cost of wreaking unparalleled economic damage." The experts said it was necessary, that coronavirus was especially deadly, and our medical systems were in danger of being overwhelmed. Now we are weeks into the pandemic, the dire outcomes foretold by experts have failed to come to pass. The models used to justify the closure of society have been shown to be wildly inaccurate. We need to examine why the models failed us, why their creators have been so far off the mark, and why those projections were used to justify policies that have resulted in unparalleled economic disruption. And it is worth having that discussion. In retrospect, and despite their air of authority, the experts never had enough knowledge about this virus to make reliable calculations about the future. But the real problem with the models weren't that they were proved to be false, but rather they were promoted with false certitude. Economist Friedrich Hayek once said, "I confess that I prefer true but imperfect knowledge to a pretense of exact knowledge that is likely to be false." His remark, given as he was accepting the Nobel Prize in 1974, was that thinking of economics as a science might lead to a pretense of knowledge. And the idea that any one person might know enough to engineer society successfully, unmindful of unintended consequences. But he went on to note, "There's a danger in the exuberant feeling of ever-growing power which the advance of the physical sciences has engendered and which tempts man to try to dizzy with success to subject not only our natural but also our human environment to the control of human will. The recognition of the insuperable limits to his knowledge ought indeed to teach the student of society a lesson of humility which should guard him against becoming an accomplice in man's fatal striving to control society, a striving which makes him not only a tyrant over his fellows, but which may well make him the destroyer of a civilization which no brain has designed, but which has grown from the free efforts of millions of individuals." Now, those observations were made over 40 years ago, and they hold just as much weight today. How might we have acted if these models just didn't exist? Most likely, we would have chosen a more traditional approach to fighting the pandemic, quarantine and protect the sick and vulnerable, institute some sort of sensible mitigation policy, and otherwise just get on with our life. That's what Sweden did. That's all Sweden did. Sweden's approach was a mixture of epidemiology and principle. And in Sweden, they saw the idea of a national lockdown as deeply illiberal. And until they got to watch everybody else doing it, it was also untested. But he said that Sweden may change if facts warrant, but he wrote the vast majority for now want Sweden to keep its cool. So, it boils down to this. Trump was going slow with this. He had a very slow roll going with this. And then the CDC came out and told forecast deaths of 2.2 million. Nobody thought there was any choice at that point, including the president. Although the president also understood the need for this to be a temporary thing. Now, one thing he said, one thing he has said all along, is that the states are in charge of what they do. So these states that are not going to open up, the question is going to become, when they fail, if they fail, because this is one of the things that, Cocaine Mitch was out there talking about. He's talking about letting states file for bankruptcy. Some of them will and some of them won't. Well, we've gotten ourselves in a very bad predicament. I mean, I've been hearing about people that won't go to work because they're making more money to stay at home. Although that will go away in June or July. When that goes away, then some of them, I'm sure they fully expect to just be able to sit up and go, I'll just go back to my job. But what if the job couldn't survive waiting for them to go to work? I know of a couple of businesses that are sort of looking that, like that right now. So I don't know. We're going to see. Without a doubt, we are going to want to see. But, I mean, this plays directly into what the Democrats wanted going into this election. They want a depression as we head this way. I'll prove that to you when we get back. Indeed. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is doing everything they can to protect senior citizens during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We've accelerated treatments, including remdesivir, which is reportedly showing encouraging preliminary results.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is commending President Trump for ordering meatpacking plants stay open.
The president demonstrated leadership in invoking the Defense Production Act.
Perdue also telling Fox News,
the good news today, I think we're having these plants prepared to open in days, not weeks. Some maybe by the end of this week. over the weekend and others in the early next week.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to go on MSNBC's Morning Joe on Friday to address sexual assault allegations leveled against him by a former staffer. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senators are set to return to Washington, D.C. next Monday as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is defending his decision to reopen the Senate next week.
We can modify our routines in ways that are smart and safe, but we can honor our constitutional duty to the American people and conduct our business in person.
McConnell speaking on Fox News there, House leaders scrapped their plans to return to a full-time session next week after consulting with the Capitol physician who advised against it.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says a scale of testing, tracing, and contracting is a hurdle that must be cleared before the state can reopen.
That's why this is so hard, tracing. In and of itself, one person, it's easy. 4,681 on one day. Today, we'll have another 4,681 people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. If the malevolent Donkey Party was actively seeking to plunge the country into an economic tailspin, while still trying to maintain some level of deniability to the credulous suckers out there, exactly what would it be doing differently? It would pretty much be doing exactly what it's doing right now, shilling for the bat-gobbling Shycoms, delaying needed assistance to keep America working, and generally to keep us all locked in the dark in perpetuity. It's fair to assume that you intend the expected consequences of the actions you take, and the consequence of the actions the Democrats are taking is economic ruin. The indisputable fact is that they're totally cool with that if that's what gets them back into power. The Democrats never, ever, 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 ever let a good crisis go to waste. And this Wuhan flu is a very good crisis indeed, if your goal is leftist hegemony. The Trump economy was booming after the near decade of the Obama doldrums, and people were getting a taste of prosperity. But a happy, prosperous America is something the Democrat dudes can't abide. All the Democrats had to sell were recycled cries of racism and Russia. And their standard bearer was the sinewy weirdo Grandpa Badfinger, who was promising to drag us all back into the nightmare of globalist failure. The future looked grim. Which means it actually looked bright for the rest of us. So the Chinese coronavirus was a dream come true. A deus ex pangolin. That finally, after an endless series of leaks, impeachments, investigations, and media meltdowns, might be the magic bullet that actually takes Trump down. Am I saying that the Democrats are trying to exploit the pandemic for their own cheesy advantage? Well, yeah. Everything they're doing is consistent with that. Everything. Now, in the abstract, many of them would probably not prefer that tens of thousands of Americans die. You know, you ever get any death wishes before? I've gotten a few here and there. But their attitude seems to be that if life gives you tens of thousands of dead Americans, make political lemonade. And upon reading this, there will be, you know, when they see a little missive on the wall, that will be the lib blue check and Friedelkahn sissy huffing and puffing because I dared point out this manifest truth. I said, look up there at that sign. So allow me to recommend that those who are upset go soothe themselves with a nice bowl of artisanal chocolate ice cream, which I'm reliably informed makes everything better. Absolutely no one believes that the Democrats are not going to wring from this black swan all the droppings they can squeeze out onto Trump. And most of them are cunning enough to hide it, but some of them will bray it out loud, as party leader AOC did when the related oil crash hit. She was absolutely giddy. I don't use that term very often, giddy, but that was AOC. That millions more Americans were facing destitution, but even she was aware enough to eventually understand that was a bad look and delete her high-five tweet. The indisputable fact remains that the Democrats are the party of making things worse. We had Pelosi schmoozing with a late-night hack before the backdrop of her rich lady fridges while millions of small businesses were being ground into dust waiting for her to allow the empty PPP fund to be refilled. And every day she delayed saw more Americans out of a job. 22 million as of today, I think it is. Maybe 25. I'm not sure. But more to come. If it isn't, it'll get there. No problems. This is a Great Depression-level ruination, but Scat Francisco's finest was in no hurry. It was only when her purple state minions started squealing that she slowly, like a pinko sloth, began to act. She was going to kill off as many jobs and small businesses as she could before she inevitably rolled over. And if you got canned last week, you can thank her and her garbage party for that. The Democrats want to slow walk the reopening, too. They are an urban party, and those cramped petri dish cities are going to take a while to recover. But in the out in the fresh, clean, open spaces of red America, there's no need for this continued lockdown nonsense. Yet the Democrats, aided and abetted by the scuttling cockroaches that comprise the media, are demanding that every place be treated like the worst place. And we, those of us that want to go back to work, we're terrible monsters for wanting to go back to work and not to go bankrupt. So, somebody strolling across the Nebraska prairie is going to kill everyone in Brooklyn. That's the way that boils down. Not that anyone believes that, not even a little. But their scheme is to leverage the crisis to keep those Trump-friendly areas down as long as possible, to do as much damage as possible to the president and hurt his chances in November. Then you add the blizzard of lies from the media blaming Trump for not taking a break from the bogus impeachment charade to lock down the country back before we actually had any cases at all. Their strategy is quite clear. It just focuses up really good. Use the pandemic as a weapon. Which means the worse we're hit, the better off they are. But we're not supposed to say that, at least according to the people doing that. But somebody has to say it. And it sure won't be the garbage media. This all started out as a prudent temporary measure based on largely voluntary common sense compliance, which it has become a bludgeon to club the economy like a baby seal. They want to slip the senile puppet Gropey Jay into the Oval Office based on the dual lies that this is all somehow Trump's fault and the Democrats will not make things much, much worse. But what have they done that disputes the hypothesis that they seek to ratchet up the pain for cheap political advantage? What have they done? They've trashed and undermined the president. They've flacked for the red Chinese and the WHO hacks. And they fought tooth and nail against the aid small business needed. They've been the hashtag resistance for reopening America. George Washington used to say, deeds, not words. So look at the deeds of the left. This will give you a clear-cut idea of what they intend. Every time Pelosi takes a minute to make a decision, she knows the pain that's happening there. But one of the when the Democrats do speak, like when they give out a statement like, say, this one, like, your family's security being destroyed is a small price to pay for us regaining power. You can take the time to believe that one if you want to. There's one that you can believe in. Now, if they're out there telling you that, you know, if we all don't stay locked in place, this is a, and you know, the thing that bugs me the most about this is all based upon what's happening in New York. I cannot emphasize that enough to you. California doesn't have it as bad as New York. There are some states coming in second and third to New York, of course, because, you know, there's 50 states here. But this all boils down to what's happening in New York. Everybody's looking at it where they're saying, wow, millions of people have it in New York. Well, they're all stacked on top of each other. Disease vectors all around. So. Anyway. If they can get us to a nice little depression, they'll be very happy. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. So we come to this. There's simply no other way to put this. They've been doing a lot of testing, antibody testing, and they should really be accelerating this. They should be getting people to volunteer to turn, you know, give the blood that has the antibodies in it and working on this. And if they're not, you know, for all I know, they may be, but I don't know. Now, nearly everything that we've been told about models and rates of infections and deaths and recoveries, all of it, every single part of it, was inaccurate. And I'm not here to argue whether it was malfeasance or ignorance. When it comes to making policy and to taking our liberties, neither are acceptable at all. But the one thing that Andrew Cuomo's stunning announcement made clear on Thursday last week is that there are some pretty shocking and what should be reassuring truths. Because Cuomo announced that antibody testing in New York State, which only began 4 days previous, was already demonstrating that at a minimum 13.9% of New Yorkers had COVID-19 late-stage antibodies. Now, that implication is sort of a shockwave to the system. And it should be. That's a lot of people. With a population of 19,540,500, the findings point out that over 2.5 million New Yorkers had the virus and have recovered from it, and they had never been declared as having the virus before. Keep in mind that as of, when this came out on last Thursday, that only 263,000 New Yorkers had confirmed cases. Also, at the same time, New York has reported 19,543 fatalities. Now, we've been told that the true death rate is 7.4% in New York. We were told that there would be hundreds of thousands of deaths. We were told that this was worse than the flu, which has still recorded more deaths to date in this past flu season, even though the CDC instructed medical personnel to start counting influenza, heart disease, pulmonary respiratory, drug overdose, and possibly even car crash deaths as COVID-19 deaths. Do you know that it happened? We were told that we would have to upend this economy and go into solitary confinement and divorce ourselves from normal life because this would rage beyond any previous pandemic. We were told that this virus, with 846,000 current confirmed cases, which is actually broken, that was on last Thursday, it is actually broken to over a million now, was worse than the H1N1 that broke out in Obama's watch and infected 60 million people. We were conveniently not told that Obama had authorized 3.7 million U.S. tax dollars to be used at the Wuhan Institute of Virology to utilize coronaviruses in bats in 2015. But, of course, that's another deception of omission. But none of these truths turned out to be so. The death rate in New York isn't 7.4%. It is actually 0.75%. The recently ended influenza season numbers that from the CDC indicate possibly 56 million cases of flu, 740,000 hospitalizations, and 62,000 deaths. Under the current count from the Johns Hopkins dashboard on the five-month stretch of COVID-19 has racked up 845,959 confirmed cases, 122,000 hospitalizations, and 46,972 deaths. Once again, that's all from last Thursday. I think it's actually above 57,000 now. A couple of other observations are extremely relevant. To begin with, the flu, which has no vaccine but rather a randomized version of a shot designed to help develop antibodies to fight the version of the flu that smart people think will be the primary version that particular year. This has remedies that physicians prescribe in primary care on an as-needed basis. So we're not accustomed to thinking that the flu is this deadly killer that all of life must shut down to prevent. Although it has better, bigger stats. It has bigger stats, more death than COVID. COVID-19 has no known treatments at the beginning of the breakout, and for political reasons and possibly financially incentivized ones to boot, the most effective treatment for COVID-19 became a political football. Even the supposed negative trials that were reported on this past weekend had cherry-picked subjects that were mostly late-stage victims of the virus. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, he said that the way they did this created the negative outcomes purposely and by design. When used under a physician's care in the primary care basis and early on after testing or onset of symptoms, the hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc cocktail reduced the rates of death and long-term infectious stages. Zelenko's numbers to date: 1,450 patients treated, 2 deaths, 4 ventilator cases, all fully recovered, and all others recovered. Zelenko and other physicians using the treatment are releasing the world's largest meta study to date within the next few days that will examine more than 2,000 confirmed cases. But the antibody numbers from Cuomo also scream one other harsh reality. This virus was here before January. Which I've been saying this all along. Why doesn't anybody listen to me? No thanks to the Communist Chinese Party, who bear the sole responsibility of every American who's died from this. The infection made its way to America sooner than we had believed. We have 3 flights a day from Wuhan to JFK in New York. That's just that alone. That's not everybody else. That means the virus was being imported faster than understood. It was however long that flight was from Wuhan to New York. Since going into national lockdown, we've also failed one other key component of recovery from this virus, which is herd immunity. We've developed not nearly enough of it for the 2.5 million New Yorkers who were able to fight it off without any treatment at all, unaware they even had it. How much more immunity did we miss out on by hiding from it, by sheltering in place? We are on our way to a vaccine. We've also got a $12 treatment with the hydroxychloroquine cocktail that has smashed Brazil's fatality rate by 95%. But the true reality of this is that millions and millions of Americans have been exposed to this. And they now have, and I believe I'm one of them, we now have the late-stage antibodies that demonstrate immunity. If they would simply acknowledge those facts and draw the necessary. They've done this testing in Massachusetts. They've done this testing in California. We're seeing this. We're seeing these things. I mean, you know, what are the odds that COVID-19 antibodies just pop up just because? They need to draw the necessary conclusions that lead us to make changes for the benefit of the American people for once and end this little nightmare. Going and closing the beaches in California and not letting people buy seeds in Michigan and not taking into consideration the Bill of Rights while they do whatever they're doing in New Jersey. None of this is solving any issues when it comes to COVID-19. The answer to COVID-19 is our immunity to it, our system, which is first assaulted by it, and then we develop the antibodies. And the thing is, if it was so deadly, all of these people, all these millions of people in New York, just the 2.5, that would be our death rate right now. It'd be 2.5 million plus whatever, because not only did they have it, but they got over it without any treatment because they didn't even know they had it. They just thought it was another flu. Although we do have it. We should thank Governor Cuomo for acknowledging, you know, this fact, but it comes down to this. Thanks for acknowledging it. Now we should just go ahead and go. Coming up next, we're going to take a nice scenic cruise on down to the surface of Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.